Italy and the Vatican are headed for a showdown over a bill that would extend many of the rights of married couples to all couples living together, even gay unions. Pope Benedict and Italian bishops have stepped up their campaign against what they call pseudo-matrimony. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
Italy is one of the few countries in Western Europe that still lacks a legal framework for unmarried couples, both heterosexual and gay. The new bill would extend to couples who have lived together for at least 5 years, regardless of their sexuality, pension, health insurance, and inheritance rights. It would allow them visiting rights in prisons and hospitals and the ability to make choices for partners who are sick. And although it's considered moderate compared to legislation elsewhere in Europe, it's simply too much for the Vatican. Giuseppe Bettori, Secretary General of Italy's influential bishops' conference, sharply reiterated the church position that a marriage can be formed only by a man and a woman, and that other forms of cohabitation cannot be put on the same level.
The government proposal is superfluous because existing law provides adequate guarantees, and there is no need for legal recognition of new forms of cohabitation, either heterosexual or homosexual.
Since his election nearly 2 years ago, Pope Benedict has railed against the growing secularization of Europe. Church attendance has plummeted, and even traditionally Catholic Spain has gone so far as to legalize gay marriage. The Pope has not hidden his aim to use the Vatican's backyard, Italy, as an example to reverse the tide. He has denounced legalized civil unions as counterproductive and a threat to the stability of the legitimate family based on marriage. The church campaign has already triggered sharp political divisions even within the government coalition. On this talk show, Justice Minister Clemente Mastella, a militant Catholic, heatedly took the Vatican side and threatened to resign if the civil partnership bill is passed. But Enrico Boselli, also a member of the coalition, strongly defended separation between church and state.
La Chiesa Cattolica.
The church hierarchy must know that they can't prevent Parliament from legislating on this issue because Italy must be able to pass the same kind of civil rights legislation that exists in other countries. We cannot have limited sovereignty.
The government is a fragile coalition of parties ranging from Catholics to communists, and it has only a one-vote majority in the upper chamber of Parliament. But on the civil partnership issue, it enjoys popular support. Two-thirds of Italians favor legalization of de facto couples, regardless of sexual orientation, and among practicing Catholics, 55% are in favor, according to the Euryspes Research Institute's latest poll. An unscientific survey in a busy square in central Rome confirmed the poll. Massimo Zampa was one of several Italians who came out in favor of the civil partnership bill.
The church should deal with other issues. Unfortunately, they stick their nose into everything. They should stay in their own sphere. Less politics, more religion.
Vatican observers point out that the church is unwilling to compromise. It's opposed to any kind of civil partnership legislation, however watered down. Analysts also point out that in the last church-state showdowns, referendums over the key issues of divorce and abortion 3 decades ago, it was the Vatican that was on the losing side. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.